on Robinhood Radio right now. We're going to be talking about the Music Mountain Summer Festival, which is coming up on August 14th at 3 p.m. And joining us this morning after considerable trying to connect with her is Jessica Park. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm doing absolutely fine. Thanks for being so patient with our back and forth with the emails and Zoom letters and everything like that.
Oh, no. Thank you so much for having me and making time.
All right. So let's talk about, first of all, the Summer Music Festival, which is August 14th at 3.
Yes. So this summer, Music Mountain is inviting six different string quartets to perform all of Haydn's Opus 20 string quartets and the Kramer Quartet. The string quartet, which I'm first violin of, is honored to be one of those six string quartets. And this Sunday, we are going to be performing Haydn's Opus 20 number 2 string quartet as part of the series.
So how did you become involved in this?
Involved in Music Mountain, do you
mean? Yeah, in Music Mountain and the setting up of this.
Well, our quartet, the Kramer Quartet, is a historical instrument string quartet, which means that we play on instruments from the time of Haydn. And I think Music Mountain was very interested in finding different string quartets to perform Haydn string quartets this summer in their own voice and in their own way. And as a historical string quartet, I think they were very interested in bringing on a string quartet that specializes in Haydn.
Now, how did you get involved in obviously string quartets and chamber music like this?
Well, string quartets for me are just really the best type of music there is. I've been in love with string quartets for such a long time. Many of my teachers from when I was in college were also string quartet musicians and chamber musicians. And I think that there's something about chamber music that really, I think, allows musicians to almost feel like they're conversing with one another. I think playing chamber music feels a little bit different than playing solo music or playing orchestral music might. When you're playing chamber music and each person has their own individual part, I think the fun of it is that you get to say something with your part and you get to kind of have a back and forth in a conversation with chamber music. So that type of music making really kind of drew me in and has been just my favorite way of playing music for as long as I can remember, really.
Now, this weekend is also going to include a pre-concert talk, right?
Yes, it is. So this Sunday, we are also so thrilled to be performing the world premiere of a new work by American composer Alexandre Dubois. She actually wrote her work in response to Haydn's Opus 20 string quartets. So the pre-concert talk is going to feature a lot of comparisons between modern string instruments that you might hear at the symphony and our historical instruments so that listeners can kind of hear back-to-back comparison. And it's also going to feature Alexandra so that she can talk to the audience about her new piece.
Now, one thing I've noticed, and correct me if I'm wrong about this, so we've been covering Music Mountain because we carry Music Mountain's Sunday concerts on a rebroadcast schedule. When the season ends, we rebroadcast all the different concerts. And we also historically during the week broadcast previous year's concerts dating all the way back to 2009. But what I've noticed over the past, I'll say 5 to 7 years, is an infusion of more and more young talent into the lineup. Is that what's happening with this type of music all over the country? Because obviously you need more talent to keep it going. But I see a huge influx. Am I right about that?
I think so. I think one of the things that I'm finding is a bit of a trend among musicians and musical organizations is that when it comes to programming and presenting music, I think people are finding ways to be more creative about how they pair music and how they present music. And there's, of course, the standard repertoire that everybody loves, you know, Beethoven's Fifth Symphony and Handel's Messiah and you name it. But I think as listeners, we are we want to hear more creative connections or more creative presentations of music. And so I think this idea of pairing contemporary works with world premieres and hearing new artists is a way for each organization or each musical ensemble to share with the audience their own take on music that they are proud to present that season.
Well, it sounds like a great weekend. And normally it is a evening jazz concert on Saturday, but this weekend at Music Mountain on Saturday, the Helen Sun Quartet, and on Sunday, the Kramer Quartet. And also on Sunday, you have the Kramer Quartet, and there'll also be a pre-concert talk at Music Mountain. More information on tickets and what goes on at musicmountain.org, musicmountain.org. So have you been to Music Mountain before?
This will be my first time, and I'm very excited. I hear it's absolutely beautiful.
It's an amazing place to go to. And to listen to music, because they have, even if it's hot, they have a specially designed air conditioning system that does not interfere with listening inside the hall. The hall is perfectly balanced for what I call non-amplification. Okay. And also you can, if you want, even hang out on the grounds, and the music wafts out on the grounds as well. It really is a very, very special place in Falls Village of Music Mountain. And we're going to welcome you there with open arms on this. Are you going to be there on both Saturday and Sunday?
Yes, we are going to be arriving on Saturday, and we're going to hopefully be able to take in the view and see a little bit of Falls Village and just kind of have some time to relax. So we're looking forward to our trip.
Well, good luck with the whole weekend, and thanks for joining us this morning on the radio station.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care.